Hi, everyone. Today's topic is the role of psychedelic-supported therapy in the health of your romantic relationship. It might be a doozy, might be one that you feel is not particularly relevant to you. But I think anybody who's been in a romantic relationship for longer than, like, I don't know, 2 weeks is aware that it can be a place of tremendous joy and pleasure and delight, and also a place that really helps to eliminate our immaturity, our selfishness, the parts of us that are not super healthy or not where we want them to be. And I will say that my experience with psychedelic supported therapy has been one of tremendous healing and growth, and a place where, in particular in my romantic relationship, there's been a lot of healing and general just well-being. So here's a topic for you to think about. Maybe it's not for right now. Maybe it's for later. Maybe it is for right now. But if you are looking for more depth, more connection, a sense of being able to break out of patterns that have you trapped, it's certainly a strategy I would consider. So here are the ins and outs of psychedelic therapy for your romantic relationship. I hope it serves you. If it is something you're considering, feel free to get in touch with me. And I can talk to you about some upcoming retreats or ways to integrate this kind of work into the health of the relationship you're in with the one that you love the most. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
Hello, my name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I'm a clinical psychologist who focuses on the mental wellness and well-being of entrepreneurs and high performers. And today I would like to talk to you a little bit about the role of psychedelic-supported psychotherapy in your romantic relationship, in your primary relationship with your husband, wife, partner. Depending on your familiarity with psychedelic-supported psychotherapy, you may or may not be aware that it has a broad utility for a variety of mental health challenges, including PTSD, depression, anxiety, OCD, many different types of addiction, eating disorders. Many of the things that keep us really trapped in our minds look to be significantly alleviated by a variety of psychedelic medications, including things like psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in mushrooms, MDMA, LSD, ibogaine, ayahuasca. Increasingly, we're seeing lots of conversation and research around the use of these medical technologies and very, very old healing strategies that have been on the planet for a long, long time, and their utility to some of the modern problems that keep many of us trapped and miserable, disconnected, and unhappy. So MDMA is particularly interesting in use with couples. MDMA is a synthetic medicine that helps to temporarily minimize or immobilize the functioning of the amygdala. The amygdala is the part of the brain that brings us into that fight or flight reaction. It's the part that gives a surge of anxiety or fear and acts sort of like sends out the message to protect us. In addition to that inhibition of the amygdala, MDMA really floods our systems with serotonin, with oxytocin, with neurochemicals that help us to feel a sense of connection, calm, love, oneness, non-defensiveness, unity. You can see how that would have some helpfulness in our relationships with our significant other. No matter how healthy our relationship is, there are areas where we are, you know, we get sort of entrenched in our position. We get defensive. We have certain things about us that we want to protect from our partner, or things about our partner that we don't like or don't appreciate or don't trust. And we just sort of have these little battle zones in our life together. And what MDMA-supported psychotherapy does is allows us to soften into some of those spaces, bring compassion, bring curiosity into the parts of us where we have these longstanding, either major or maybe minor, more under the surface kinds of conflicts. It's impossible to go through a lifelong relationship without having a collection of hurts and a collection of things that we kind of tread around that are uncomfortable in our shared life. And the thing that I really love about MDMA-supported psychotherapy is that it creates a new experience of being in trust and in empathy with our significant other. So what this looks like is a couple would go and work with a therapist or someone who is hosting the medicine experience, and they would take the medicine together and use that as an opportunity to maybe talk about some loaded topics, things that are hard for them to talk about when that amygdala is intact, maybe things from the past that sort of instantly bring about an anxiety reaction, or conversation topics that really bring them into an automatic process, one where their body is already mad or already upset. And it can be difficult to have that kind of a conversation with new ears or with new eyes or with a new emotional experience. But by the chemical intervention nature of MDMA, it's possible to have those conversations in neutrality without being reactive, without treading the same reaction pattern that maybe has persisted for years in your relationship. So there really is a sense of softening, of bringing empathy into defensiveness. And that often allows you to repair trust because you aren't going in the same way as you always do. You're allowing yourselves to talk about difficult things without fear, without judgment, without defensiveness. This kind of therapy is really helpful for couples who have had a significant breach in trust, maybe the presence of infidelity, or I think can be relevant for many of my entrepreneurial clients, the presence of a relationship with their business that has caused problems for their partner, the classic, like you're working too much, or you've spent too many of our resources on the business. The things that can happen in the course of a relationship that become real injuries, things where there's real hurt that the couple has just sort of decided not to deal with or not to talk about, not to work with. Those kinds of things can be addressed in a new way. So I think it's an incredibly important opportunity to breathe some new life into a lifelong relationship that has been holding the strain of a lot of stress. MDMA-supported psychotherapy is also fantastic for couples who maybe don't have these big landmines in their relationship, but they've just been at it in life together for a long time and so can maybe benefit from a renewed sense of connection, a renewed sense of spark, a renewed sense of like, oh, I see you for who you are and I remember how absolutely fantastic that you are. And I'm also seeing who you are right now. We're getting current in our understanding of each other, who we are in this moment, despite all of the years that we maybe have traversed together. You know, when we're in these really long relationships, and I say this for myself, I've been married to Rob for almost 24 years. We've been in, you know, relationship a little bit longer than that, given that we didn't get married the first day that we met. But there's a sense in which it's easy to see him as his 25-year-old self or as his 32-year-old self or his 42-year-old self. So we need these practices in our relationships where we just really see our person for who they are right now, for what matters to them, for what they have matured through, for how they've grown. And we can get really up to date with who they are and fall in love with this very person they are in this very moment, not necessarily seeing them through the eyes of who they've been in the past. That can be an important practice that is accomplished through this process of creating this day-long opportunity to do a really deep dive into your relationship. The presence of a therapist in this process can be extraordinarily helpful in just, of course, maintaining safety and calm and hosting the space, taking care of getting water, helping people to the bathroom, just all of the sort of physical care that goes into or that is helpful when you are under the experience of a substance like this. But a therapist is also there to help navigate the terrain, help bring about conversations that may be historically shrouded in avoidance, or maybe things that you would prefer not to talk about but are important to talk about. A therapist is helpful in providing consent and maybe like in bringing people forward in new conversations, new behaviors, new ways of being together. Another benefit of this process is that, generally speaking, MDMA helps to just kind of reset the nervous system. It's a little bit of like a unplug it and plug it back in for your brain, a sense in which our reactivity or our level of anxiety or arousal sort of builds over time living in our modern world where we're often overwhelmed by stimulus. We have an accumulation of hurts and frustrations and challenges. So when we can have something that's just sort of a hard reset into how we think, into how we feel, that's really a gift. And it's good for us as individuals. It's certainly good for our relationships. And it's another benefit of MDMA-supported psychotherapy that I hope you will consider if this is something that you want to explore. So this can be for couples who are having challenges, and it can be for couples who just want to get current, want to grow. And it can be something that really deepens, really amplifies and improves all that is already wonderful about your relationship. So it doesn't have to be treatment. It can be something that exists to just enhance your flourishing as a partnership. MDMA-supported psychotherapy for couples is undergoing a lot of research, but is not currently FDA-approved or not currently legal in the United States. There are clinical trials in other places where you can participate in a process like this legally. And hopefully it won't be long before the FDA does approve MDMA-supported psychotherapy in the United States for broad dissemination and use. So keep your eye on that process because it seems to be something that's coming down the pipeline, hopefully very quickly, and will be widely available for those of us who want to heal and want to deepen in our love and connection to our significant other. This is a topic that is very important to me that I talk quite a bit about. So don't hesitate to follow me on social media or follow me in the Zen Founder newsletter to learn more about the use of psychedelic supported psychotherapy for your healing and your flourishing.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.